morning, my friends. My name is Skylar Rhodes, and I have the privilege of being the pastor at Petaluma United Methodist Church. I want to welcome you today to our worship podcast, extraordinary way for you to have a cup of coffee and sit back and worship with us together as we move ourselves forward in this time of joy and wonder. So let us come together as we call ourselves into worship.
Please join me in our call to worship. This is a day to celebrate new beginnings. It is a day to lift our eyes to the horizon and to come together in the unity of the Spirit. This is a moment when we are called to release our fears and our doubts. This is the time of worship. Come, let us worship God together.
The call to confession that comes from God is not a demand or an order. The call to confession is for us a sacred call, drawing us to a deeper intimacy and honesty with our Creator. So come, let us respond to this call. Come, let us pray.
Please join me in our prayer of confession. O God of love and justice, we live as a people caught in a storm. Around us rage the powers of anger and violence, the floods of rage and fear. Around us grows a reality that would claim our allegiance and our love. It is not easy to weather the storms, O God, and too often we find ourselves caught up in their fury. We began to take on anger and frustration, and we participate in the brokenness and suffering which surround us. Forgive us, God of love. Have mercy on us for our unbending spirits and our willful ways. Forgive us, God of justice. Touch us with the newness of life we have in you, and create in us the power to declare your justice with our lives. For in truth, it is you we claim as sovereign, and it is to you that we give allegiance now and always. In the name of Christ, amen.
Forgiveness comes to us, flowing to the rhythms of pure grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, this forgiveness comes, and it is real. It is authentic. It is of God.
The first reading this morning is from Jonah 3, verses 1 through 5. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. The Ninevites believed God, A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Mark. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
Karoni nunda lesoni sa koto mai na voli marika na wasi tinkava, wasi ndua ndu tinkava kino rosong vulu. Wangona kino rorongo. Ini sambiau, ini sambiu kivale, ni vili vivies kutoni, asalago mai kili ikalili kuchisu, asa dobunu taga ni tuku tuku binaka, ni matintu ni kalu. Kakaya, sangaya da nangona, asa voleka na matintu ni kalu, ndu vivu tuni, ka wambauta ni tuku tuku binaka. Asala ko boli ko koya ena barabi mai kalili asare di se moni ke andri na tedina ero sa virta na lao ki wai ni ro sa ngoni ndau asa ka viro ko koya ndo muri o mai ko ngi si ki mundo mundo ngoni ndau ni tamata ero sa mbita na non ro lawa ka muri koya ini sa lo boli le kiliu ko koya ka ri di chemesa na lo vi se pete ki choni na tedina ero sa tiko e wanga kau neva na non rulawa asa kedivi rau sara ku koya aro sambut na taman rau ko sepete no anga kirtu na tamata ka muri koya tengu baba kalo ta kana klu na non wasa na mata sa gendai.
Well, friends, I'm so glad to be here with you today and looking forward to the moments that we can use now to unpack the word together. Will you pray with me? Holy God, as we gather in worship today, may the meditations of our common heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, God, for you. And you alone are our rock and our redeemer. You and you alone are the source of our joy and to whom we owe allegiance. Amen. Well, some or most of you may know that I grew up back on the East Coast in upstate New York, but what you may not know is that when I was a kid, I was an avid fisherman. I remember going with my dad to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, was where you got your fishing license in those days, in the Saratoga County seat of Ballston Spa, New York. I remember getting that license so I could be out there on the first day of the season, which back then was April 1st, and I want to tell you, the water was cold then. But even so, we had to wait until the season started. You know, and there would be people lined up on the banks of the creek in the morning, ready to go. You know, and some folks, never me, of course, jumped the gun, and the game warden would be roaming the streams and the creeks, and you would most likely end up with a ticket for $100, which 50 years ago was a lot of money, my friends. But once the season started, though, we would tramp down the streams in anticipation of a significant catch. I think the season piece of this feels important to me. And there are many things in life which fall in their season, you know what I mean? There's a season, for example, in my life when I traveled a lot in ministry. It was an incredible privilege, and I got to go to many different countries and meet hundreds of different people. And then I married and became a dad, and that was a new season, and one that called me away from my travels. And then came an opportunity for ministry in California, and this was a new and still different season. I think of this concept of seasons when I read that first verse from Mark that we shared just a few moments ago. And after John was arrested, Jesus went around preaching. And do you remember? Do you remember what he said? He said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Let's think about this for a minute. This notion of the time being fulfilled was really important in the Jewish community of this time. It meant political and economic liberation from the Romans. It meant that they would be free to build a new society, a new world, a new kingdom, if you will. And Jesus is saying here that the time is not later, it's now. The time has come. The reality of liberation, healing, and wholeness is at hand. Let me try to say it in a way that might make a little more sense. The season has come. The reality of God is here. Change your life and trust that this news is true. You see, a good chunk of Christian tradition has tended to put the so-called arrival of the kingdom into an unnamed, unspecified future. But Scripture belies this when Jesus says that the time has come. And he says it again in Luke 17:21. "Don't look here or there for a time to come. The kingdom of God is in your midst." It is, according to our scriptures, a present reality. We're not waiting for Jesus to return. He's here. He's here now among us. The time, as it says in the Gospel of Mark, is fulfilled. In other words, today's the first day of fishing season. It's time to gather people together into communities of hope who will commit to practicing God's reality, the way of God's kingdom, if you will. Does that make any sense to you? I mean, this is why Jesus looks at the guys and says, "Come with me, and I will make you fishers of people." And friends, he comes now to us with the same deal, the same offer, the same calling. The season is upon us, and Jesus comes to call us to join in the work of building, creating, lifting up a people who live into the kingdom way, the way of justice, the way of peace, the way of kindness and hope, the way of forgiveness and grace. Oh, my friends, it's time to wade into the rivers and the seas, the creeks and the lakes, and gather up fish of every type and kind so that our nets are bursting. And you know, this clarion call rings as loudly today as it did more than two millennia ago. Right now, especially now, in the midst of all that we are going through, Jesus saunters among us and says, "The time is fulfilled. Kingdom is near. Change your lives and trust that what I say is true." And it leads us, really, in a very deep way to ask, as Jesus calls us to follow him and become fishers of people, 'tis the season, yeah? The kingdom is here, really? In our midst. Ah, wow. What would happen if we literally dropped everything we're doing and turn, which is kind of what it means to repent, towards trust in the notion that this is really and powerfully true? In other words, trust in it enough to actually live it, do it, to become it. I wonder, what does fishing season look like at Petaluma United Methodist Church? What does fishing season look like in a time of pandemic, in a time of chaos? I remember as a kid learning how to fish from my friend Maurice, that we had to pay attention to the kind of fishing line, lures and baits and hooks. And then so much depended on how swift and deep the waters were, there's much to attend to when you go fishing. And as we gear up for fishing season in Petaluma, are we attentive to the waters in which we hope to fish? Population of Petaluma and surrounding areas is getting younger and more diverse. In less than 10 years, the population of our town will double. What does this mean for fishers of people? Do we know how deep, how swift the waters are? Are we watching for hidden obstacles like logs or rocks? And friends, do we need to be attentive to our own habits? Our own way of doing things, our own ways of showing up as we seek to be fishers of people? Do we need to change? Have you ever heard that old cliche, the early bird catches the worm? Well, that was me as a kid. I would be up well before dawn digging worms in my dad's garden so I could get the best ones for fishing. I wanted to be equipped. I wanted to be ready. I wanted some fish, dang it. And if that meant losing some sleep so I could do that, it was okay by me. And the question comes, as we gear up, as we put on our boots and overalls, are we equipped? Are we ready? Are we willing to change what we need to change so we can best offer nets full of fish in this new kingdom, this new reality? You know, my friends, just as our nation is entering a new season, accompanied by calls of unity and healing and justice, so are we in a new season as well. The President of the United States asked everyone to mask up for 100 days in order to begin getting a handle on this coronavirus. Will everyone do it, or will some stubbornly refuse like adolescents having a tantrum? And Jesus is in a similar way, not to compare the president with Jesus, but the calls are similar, calling us to be fishers of people. Are we game? Are we up to it? Are we willing to change, to repent, to trust in the way of Jesus so much that we can invite others to join us? In some ways, I know these questions need to be answered beginning in our own hearts. I get that. But let me go out on a limb today and say that, by God, this church is ready for fishing season. I don't believe we can afford to wait for a time that feels better or more convenient. Now is the time. The kingdom of God isn't coming at some other appointed time. It's here, in our midst, now, waiting, yearning for us to embrace it. So what do you think, friends? Shall we accept Jesus' offer to become fishers of people now, together, in this moment? Shall we drop what we're doing, what we've always done, and do what we need to do to get our fish into our nets? Yep, it's fishing season and the water's cold. And we don't know what's going to happen, but let's go together into the waters of our lives and our community and let us fish with kindness, with gentleness, with wonder and joy. Amen. Would you pray with me? Holy and magnificent God, we come before you today, seated wherever we might be, but held together by the power of your Spirit. We come and we give thanks for the chance we have to be Christian community. We come and we give thanks for the opportunity we have to be in ministry. God, for all the saints among us, we praise you and thank you. For all those who give their time, their energy, their resources, and their whole spirit to building this church, this faith community, this Christian community. And God, even as we praise you and give you thanks, God, we come as a people buffeted and knocked down sometimes by the winds of the times. God, you know better than we what we're going through. You know that there are those of us who are deeply grieving this day. You know that there are those of us who feel a deep sense of aloneness and isolation. And you know that there are those of us who are frustrated and trying just to get from day to day. And you know, God, that there are those of us who are just plain tired. God, we lift all of this up to you in our humanness, and we ask for an outpouring of your Spirit. We ask for an outpouring of your love and your grace. Soak us, God, with the love you have for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to feel your presence, even in the midst of challenges, and give birth in us to a new and stubborn kind of hope that leads us to become fishers of people. Walk with us, God. Help us to feel your presence and help us to be more than we think we can be. Help us to do things we don't think we can. And in all of it, let us do it in the name and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi. Me varoro taikine dhamuni. Me adhamaina nomuni matintu. Me dhagana lo mamuni e burbura. Me pakasa dhaga me lo malangi. Ni sile me viki mami ni singongo na kakane ruti ki mami. Ni mbukoda manda ni neme mi dhagadala. Me pakaki mami sa mbukoda uere sa dhagadala viki mami. Ni kakuni kuti ki mami gine vere. Kamuni vambule ke mami maina dha. Ni sa nomuni na matintu. Kena kaukaua. Kina langi langi, asangani mundo. Amen.
Well, now is the time, friends, when we receive our offerings, our gifts, and tithes for the ministry of this church. Friends, it is such an honor to be a part of a church so committed to mission and ministry, whether we are supporting Petaluma People's Services or making masks or being engaged in the interfaith life of our community. We're there. We're present. We're engaged. And we don't just ask for money so we can pad people's salaries. The resources we seek truly do go to serve the community and God. And I appreciate your generosity and your giving. And I want you to know that if you feel led to make a pledge, we're always welcome to that. And you can drop your check by the church office or mail it to 410 D Street in Petaluma, California. And you can also go to our website, www.petalumaumc.org and give there. And now we even have a texting way to give, which is detailed on the bulletin for this service. However you give, we're grateful for it. And however you engage, know that you are welcome in this church, just as you are. Thank God. Let us pray. God, we give these gifts to you as signs and symbols, as tokens of lives that are committed to doing your will, lives committed to repenting and believing and following you, lives committed to building community and hope. God, we ask that you use these gifts and our hands and our hearts in service to the building of your kingdom. And we ask it in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear these words of benediction. Now may the God who calls us to be fishers of people, may the God who calls us to repent, to change our lives and to trust in God. May this God go with us and send us forth to be fishers in the waters of Petaluma and beyond, to be together as people who welcome, people who greet, people who commit their lives to hospitality, hope, and grace. In the name of the Creator, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.